protesters gathered for a Jill Dunlop search party Saturday morning in front of the Simcoe North MPP's Coldwater Road office in Orillia. The rally was held to express frustration with Dunlop skipping candidates' debates, ignoring phone calls and emails, and avoiding accountability, according to organizers. The protest was attended by about 20 people and was organized by Madeleine Fournier and Jacob Carey Moreland. "We feel like it's arrogant, unaccountable and disrespectful to her constituents and the whole democratic process by not showing up to these debates," Fournier said. "Her excuse is she has been door-knocking, but we know a lot of people who we've spoken to haven't had their doors knocked on." Fournier says participating in debates is a more efficient campaign method than door-knocking because anyone who can access the internet or television can watch them, whereas knocking on every door in Simcoe North while potential voters are home is unlikely. "There have also been tons of people who have expressed that they have called and emailed her, and she doesn't get back to constituents," Fournier said. "Maybe her dad was the MPP for 6 or 7 terms, but Simcoe North isn't your inheritance to just ignore people." Despite Dunlop being mostly out of the public eye during her campaign, Fournier isn't confident it will cost the MPP the election. "This riding has been conservative forever," she said. "Hopefully, we can build momentum for other parties and her voter numbers will go down. Maybe, eventually, we can have a unified front of another viable option." Fournier encourages everyone to vote June 2, especially young people who don't normally do so. In response to the protest, Dunlop says she was unaware there was a search party for her Saturday. She told Orillia Matters she was away from the office while she and her team continue knocking on doors. "You know, we're down to the final few days of the election," she said. "I would think that those same people who are hosting this search party would be getting behind their candidates and helping them volunteer and get on their campaigns, as well, instead of being here." Carey Moreland says Dunlop seems confused as to what her job truly is. "It's like Jill is representing the PC party to us in Simcoe North," he said. "She's not representing the people of Simcoe North in Queen's Park." He says Dunlop's campaign and strategy have been, what's best for Jill, not what's best for constituents. "Politicians are acting in their best interest to maintain power and control," he said. "It's at the expense of the people." David Howell has been protesting in front of Dunlop's office for 5 days. "I think she's taking us for granted," he said. "This is a really significant election, and I don't know what she stands for. She doesn't come out to anything. She doesn't say anything. It's anti-democratic." It bothers him that Dunlop is the only candidate on the ballot who is being paid a government salary but won't show up for a debate. "I think she is disregarding and disrespecting democracy," he said. "I'm sure there are a lot of conservative supporters who are upset with her, too, but I don't know if it will be enough to defeat her." With files from Greg McGrath Gowdy.